Welcome, Dr. Jaguru.
Thank you so much, Christopher. And honestly, it's an honor to be on your program.
Well, you are known for your work with breast cancer awareness, yet you are an obstetrician and gynecologist. What led to your work with breast cancer?
So many reasons. I tell you what, 2 decades or a little more, breast cancer was looked at as a death sentence. I saw another side to that. Actually, at that time, I was very involved in public service because I was working at the Black Rock and Warren's Polyclinic, consulting in family planning and pap smear screening. And I was also in private practice. So I was seeing both sectors. What I did see was very upsetting. Most of the women that turned up or that I met were diagnosed with breast cancer that really was fatal. And I knew that from research and from what's happening in the first world countries, that we can do better. I can make a difference. At that time, the whole objective was saving lives from premature death by early detection. And that was the beginning. So I had a great passion for this from day one. And since then, it hasn't turned back. The whole thing just snowballed, mainly because, you know, if you can supply a demand, just like anything else, and at that time, the people were looking for something to hold on to, we supplied that. Our first walk was in 1999, and we had just under 100 persons, but it built up into about 26,000 walkers today.
So you supply the demand. Yes. I really am honing in on that. So that is what you would say has attributed progressively to its success over the years?
Yes. People were looking for help for something that they felt helpless. The other thing is the stigma that was attached to breast cancer. Yes, I saw two stigmas in Barbados in my time here, 48 years. The first one that I saw was in the late 70s and early 80s with uterine cervical cancer. And believe it or not, I pioneered that one too. That had so many stigmas attached to it. It was a sin. It was all the wrong things we did. And that's why, you know, so women having post-bleeding after intercourse or any regular would not go. They associated it with cervical cancer and stayed away.
Wow.
And from the screening program that started in 1981, look where it is today.
When you think back on the younger Shirley, notice as I said younger, yeah. Is this something you saw yourself doing?
Never. Definitely not. Definitely not. As a medical student and even in my internship, there were two disciplines that Shirley, I was Hanuman then, would never get involved in. I saw the patients and that was it. Cancer patients and psychiatric patients. Psychiatric was because I'm very emotional and I cry with the patients. And to me, cancer, you would die. So, you know, I'm not going there. I don't want to be that. Uh-huh. And look what the good Lord has done. Obviously, yes. He had another plan for me. It wasn't my plan. Yes. My plan was I really wanted to be an obstetrician to deliver babies. My love was delivering babies. I just love.
Dr. Shirley Jaguru, thank you so much for sharing a piece of your life with us. Chairman of the Breast Screening Program and the second Vice President of the Barbados Cancer Society. Thank you so much for joining with us in Successful
Women. It's a pleasure. Honestly, it's been a pleasure talking to you.